Alison, now I'm going to have to be careful how I say this. She says, hi, I'm Alison Willathgamua, which is easy to say when you break it down into syllables, and she helpfully did that. Thank you. She's in Perth, Western Australia, where she listens to us. She says, I use headphone earbuds for my audio devices and computer. Over time, one side of the earbud will stop working for me, so I buy a new pair. But until I can make it to the department store and replace the broken earbuds, I continue to use the broken ones. But I've noticed that I prefer to have the working earbud in my right ear, and I don't really like listening with my left ear. Why is this? Well, actually, what you've done, Alison, is to very, very elegantly demonstrate and recreate the work of a lovely lady from Canada called Doreen Kimura, who used something called the dichotic listening test to show the dominance of one side of your brain over the other in decoding language. What you do is you play two different sounds into the right and left ear simultaneously, and specifically you play language, and you ask the person, what do you hear? Or to report what they've been listening to. And you'll find they pay much more attention to what's going in their right ear when it's language than in their left ear. Left ear is better at decoding music. And this is because the nervous system is all crossed over. So things that go on the right of you get presented to the left side of your brain. Things that go on the left of you tend to get presented to the right side of your brain. So if you feed the language, because your music has got lots of spoken words in it, into the right ear, most of it's getting presented to your left brain, which is where your language centre is. So therefore, it's preferable to listen via that route. Beautiful question.